police knocked on the door, and lo and behold, I looked up, it was maybe 5 or 6 police officers standing in the living room. And they said, we have an arrest warrant for Eddie Baker.
I'm shocked by the sheer number of people in the United States who are innocent and wrongly convicted. Baby's
crying. They asked me about a murder, which I had no knowledge of, and they began to beat me. I was beaten pretty bad. Daddy's in prison,
yeah, but who gives a damn? America convicts more innocent people than any other country in the Western civilized world. Thousands and thousands of Americans are languishing in prison for crimes they didn't do.
They would say, are you ready to tell us what happened? And I would tell the officer, I don't know anything about a murder. As much as I hate to say that I did, but I signed a statement. I couldn't take the beating no more.
Nobody in America wants to take a look at its frailties and its mistakes.
From that moment on, I spent 26 years of my life in jail.
And Ed Baker would still be there if it were not for one man, unordained minister Jim McCluskey.
At the age of 37, I was doing pretty well in the business world, but there was an emptiness that gnawed at me. I was haunted by the proposition that I didn't feel my life was authentic. It was a very stable, secure, comfortable life, but it was empty. At the same time, my Christian faith started to really take root for the first time in my life on any serious basis. And the words of Christ in the New Testament really became my food and drink. If you lose your life for my sake, you will find your life.
Ordained by conscience alone, McCluskey has personally freed 45 wrongfully convicted murderers throughout the United States. Small wonder those who know and love him call him the Divine Detective. From a cramped office in the American university town of Princeton, New Jersey, McCluskey runs Centurion Ministries. The people he saved include Ed Baker, who did 26 years behind bars, and Michael Austin, who served 27 years for murders they did not commit.
The best way I can describe Jim is that he's God sent. That is the best way I can do it. God sent him into my life just to do what he did for me, and that was to establish my innocence.
God sent Jim to me as an angel. I used to think that you sent the best angel you had to come get me.
That's one way, shit.